Welcome to Seeds of Revelation. Today's short devotional is presented by Cynthia Schneider.
Shalom. It's a good day. God is on the throne. He's the reigning God. He reigns over all. He's the Lord of armies. He's the Lord of you and I. You know, God has us on a journey, and He's on this journey of making us more and more clean, more and more His prepared, readied bride to be ready to enter into the perfection of heaven, to enter into the relationship with beloved Yeshua HaMashiach as our husband. And so we have to be purified, cleansed. It's a journey, and God knows that. He knows that we all need cleaning up. Well, I want to share with you a dream I had that was very powerful, and I knew God was speaking something that He wanted to clean up inside of me that I wasn't even aware of. The dream, it sounds really odd, really bizarre, but there was a blackhead on my skin, and there was also a hair, like an ingrown hair. But when I saw those, I also saw the faces of two people from my past. And as I sought the Lord, I woke up and I sought the Lord, and I knew what the Holy Spirit was trying to tell me. Isn't that bizarre, an ingrown hair and a blackhead? But I knew what He was telling me. He was telling me that those were related to relationships of the past from before I knew the Lord, before God started cleansing me and purifying me and getting me more in line with Him. And I loved these relationships. They were so precious, you know, dear friends, dear fun times that we had. And so they've always been kept near and dear and cherished in my heart. Doesn't sound like anything wrong with that, right? Well, He spoke to me word presumptuous. This was presumptuous of me to cherish these old relationships that were not full of Him and His Spirit, and the things that we did weren't pure. And He was showing me that I needed to stop cherishing these relationships in my heart, these memories of the past. And I was just blown away. I had no idea that something that seemed so innocent within me was an abomination to God, that it was something that was actually keeping me from an even closer relationship with the Lord. Well, today, maybe some of you are like myself, very innocently thinking, still cherishing relationships, old relationships that you've had that are not in line with God today and the relationships you have with people from His kingdom that you have. And God wants to reveal to you, as He did to me, that it's time for those to go, to repent from the sinful ways that I had with my old friends, to repent of relationships that are outside of God, that don't build me up in the things of God. God wants us to repent and let go of those, put those at the foot of the cross, let them go, and embrace the relationships today, the godly relationships, the ones that point us to heaven, to point us to eternity, that point us to Yeshua, to point us to Abba, Father, Yahweh, God. Oh, it will feel good. Onward and upward, He says. Let's go onward and upward. Let the past be bygones of the past. Put them at the foot of the cross and upward. This is an upward journey we're on together in Yeshua.
We hope you were blessed by today's Seeds of Revelation. If the Lord is leading you to support the ministry of Rabbi Schneider, you can donate at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. And while you're there, make sure to check out our many other free resources.